14 before the hour, and let's send it back to the Ponderosa Steakhouse in Portland with your host, John Boggs.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
We're doing good.
Are you?
Coffee's flowing.
Yeah. You know, at the great Jay County Fair, every year, one of the highlights of my trip out there is the Lion Burger. Now, I know for you, you have everything out there, and Lion Burger is just one of the many things that you have.
I'm a two-fisted eater, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah, but for me, a Lion Burger, you know, that's my highlight of the fair. And for many years, I thought that's all the Lion Club did until my wife says, why don't you order some grapefruit and oranges from the Lions Club? So then I found out they do fruit in the winter and Lion Burgers in the summer. And I got Bill Cook with me and Steve McClung, and they tell me they do other things. So, Bill, tell us a little bit about the Lions Club.
Well, the Lions Club has been, we'll go right into the anniversary part. The club's been in Portland for, this club's been in Portland for 75 years. And if you put a few reasonable numbers to that, it's not hard to come up with a couple of million dollars in cash and who knows how many other projects that were worth untold amounts of dollars that were just donated time and donated services by a bunch of good people. And I don't know, I got I don't know if anybody knows, I've got about Steve McClung being a past district governor. He might want to talk just for a minute about what the club does and some of the projects of the state projects and so forth.
Rather than your recipes for Lion Burgers, tell us the good work that the Lions Club does.
We donate to most of the sports and educational things in Jay County at the high school. We love to back those people.
Uh-huh.
Band, football team, any way we can with the high school students, for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
We were started as the Lions internationally as an eyeglass or eye care group. We wanted to help with that. Helen
okay.
Keller challenged us at one time to help the blind.
Oh.
And from that point, you saw the White Canes. That was mm-hmm. Lions Club, White Canes.
Uh-huh.
And then eventually we got into helping operate on the eyes. We have an eye bank at this time. We donate money to the Indianapolis, what is it, ophthalmology thing? I get messed up with some of that stuff, but we've always been big on the eyeglasses and eye care, and locally we help people that can't afford eyes to get eyeglasses for their children. Now, to do this, we have to go through the teachers and et cetera to find out who needs them, and
sure.
the parents will fill out a little form, but we want to make sure that any child that needs glasses gets them.
Uh-huh.
So that's our thing locally with eyeglasses. Other things we do, we're big in cancer control.
Uh-huh.
We have a World Bank, so to speak, foundation that we help countries that if they have a big trauma or have hurricanes, et cetera, we send money to the Lions in that country, and
uh-huh.
they disperse it rather than go through the government. And we think we save money and make sure it gets the right place that way.
Money goes where it helps.
Yeah, that's good. That's our intention.
Yeah.
We have a Lions exchange with children if they want to. My three kids all participated. One went to Chile, one went to Germany, one
wow.
went to England.
Uh-huh.
And so they've married from two or three different countries also. I'm not going to get into the specifics of that. But we've had an exchange student from South Africa and one from Japan. So it's been quite an experience that way.
Wow. So the Lions Club really has got there.
Oh, we've yeah. got everything.
Wonderful. I mean, well, I know you got good hamburgers. So... what do you got, Bill?
Well, I'd like to talk about the current drive here. We got the orange and grapefruit drive, navel oranges, can't beat those, seedless ruby red grapefruit, no sugar needed, toast optional. The word is this is just an excellent crop this year. We're looking to get orders in ASAP. If we can have them by Friday night, that'd be great. The fruit is $28 for 40-pound, $15 for 20-pound, and we can mix boxes. There will be extra fruit, but we encourage you to have orders, so there'll be extra fruit if you want to pick up some extra. So if there's some walk-ins, certainly you can get some extra fruit.
Now, when's the deadline for ordering?
We'd like to have the fruit ordered this weekend. We'll probably call it in officially Monday. We'll round up the orders, and that'll be it.
Okay.
It'll come in sometime next week. The pickup would be Saturday, December 8th at the Civic Building, and people can also get a breakfast there, but it's very handy if you can pick up there. It makes an efficient way to get the fruit out. That'll be your quickest way to get the fruit. Delivery's available. We may not get it done that day, but to stop out.
With the number of orders that you get, I don't think it's feasible to get it all done in one day, is it?
Well, this having people pick up the fruit, be able to have the building like we have out here north of town, is the building's at 307 East 100 North. That's just the Joyce Dayton property, to the east, very east part of the Joyce Dayton property. And with that building, that makes this possible. In the old days, each member would take an order and they'd move it to their garage and deliver it one box at a time, and then they had to be responsible for the money. So this is a lot better, and it's as a people to get a chance to look at this nice building we've got out there.
And if nobody's been to that breakfast, they need to go out there, because you guys put on a great spread for people picking up their fruit.
This is a captive crowd, people coming out to pick up the fruit, so it makes it really our hallmark breakfast. So the menu's expanded. There's pancakes and sausage, the best gravy you can have, and we're going to have some scrambled eggs. So it's a good breakfast. While we're on it, it's $6 for adults and $3 for 12 and under. And we can get your fruit order while you have breakfast.
That's great. Now, how can people place their order? I don't know if we've given a phone number or a location or whatever.
In the past, I've given out my number. It's 726-2585. You can leave a message, or you can call PG14 radio station. Lorette's done a great job of helping us out there, and she's done that for years.
I know the phone's been ringing off the hook for us. So
that's good. We've had strong orders, and keep them coming.
Okay. Well, let's go back and pay a bill or two, and when we come back, we'll get some final things about the Lions Club and maybe get the recipe for your Lions Burgers. Back to you, Jeff.